When I was in fifth grade, I wanted to play the trumpet. My parents scratched together $300 for a used trumpet, the one I still play today. It was a lot of money back then. It's just a good thing I didn't want to play the banjo, for that may have cost the entire farm. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. One of the things you'll find at the American Banjo Museum, of course, is a lot of banjos. But if you know little about the instrument, you'll probably be amazed by what you find here.
A least expensive banjo out of the jazz age for a professional was about $125. The same company sold an instrument for $1,250 that didn't sound any different. It just looked really pretty.
Johnny Beyer is executive director of the American Banjo Museum.
The banjos in our collection have got a very distinct commodity value. They have established values just like stock or any other collectible. Some of our banjos start around $3,000. They end up around $35,000 in general, but then we've got some very special banjos go all the way up to about $175,000 in our collection.
You may ask, exactly what does a $175,000 banjo look like?
Our most valuable banjo is a very simple-looking banjo that was made by Gibson back in 1937, but coincidentally it has all of the musical tool elements, the sound elements, that today's banjo player, particularly in bluegrass, is looking for. Construction features that are the holy grail of banjos right now.
In fact, most of the second floor of the museum displays the wide range of valuable, decorative, and sometimes very expensive banjos.
Our museum is aimed particularly at people who know nothing about the banjo. They may be curious about where it came from and why someone would devote 21,000 square feet in downtown Oklahoma City to telling its story.
It's a museum devoted to an instrument that mirrors the history of our nation. Traveling the Countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.